So I at present have a very wonderful working space. I most of the year live on a farm in southern France, and I have a huge, huge barn that is ancient, big stone barn, and has many windows, many doors, and it's just this lovely tile-roofed stone building. And on the inside, I have as many rooms as I want. There's one big, very, very big room. I don't know in meters what it is exactly. And then there's another space divided into four rooms. I often exhibit in the new work in two of the rooms or three, and then I do the actual work in a couple of the rooms, the messy work, you know, and this and that. And so I'm really happy right now. I have this huge barn basically out in a farm next to the sea, and it's very cheap. It's incredible, you know, moving from New York City to southern France. Once I got there and had this huge space and paid one-tenth of what I was paying in New York City, I couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
It's like a new beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. It was an accident that I went there in the first place. It was after 9/11 mm-hmm. happened. Mm-hmm. And I saw the whole thing from my loft window, and I thought, no, I can't. This is not mm-hmm. happening for me. Mm-hmm. So I left the country at that mm-hmm. point. Mm-hmm. I've only gone back to visit since. Mm-hmm. And ended up accidentally settling in southern France. Mm-hmm. So I have a huge space to work in. Mm-hmm. The land, I work out in the land. Sometimes I work on this beach. Mm-hmm. Throw the canvas down mm-hmm. and put some clay on it from the beach and mm-hmm. sand. And I. Mm-hmm. That's my space.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Would you please write maybe your name on here so we can print it?
So refusing to be in the normal workplace was even more risky. But, you know, there's this thing. Once you release or surrender to this being an artist, if you have to do it, you can't quite go back without dying almost, you know. There's a freedom aspect and there's a creativity aspect. If you're in this mode of whatever the 24 hours is that you're inspired within doing the work right, then you can't be caught in a prison of some other kind. So once I quit teaching and I just said to my children, we're just going for it, hang on, it was a huge struggle. I had no support system, I had no backing, I had no patrons. It didn't exist anymore in America. And I was also disapproved of greatly as a woman with children. How dare you be an artist and try to live off of that? Well, that made me even more, you know, determined to do it. And I was, like I said, I was lucky and I did get to do it. But there was trauma, you know. I still wake up in the night horrified that we don't have food or whatever. And I haven't gotten over that trauma of being a woman with no support system and not enough money to raise the kids. It's a torturous situation. It's an unkind situation. It's not correct somehow. I don't know where that support should come from. It's certainly, I don't think this idea of going looking for some husband to do the support is the right route. Might be nice here and there, find a good one. But it shouldn't be impossible mm-hmm. to do that as a woman. It shouldn't be impossible to be an artist mm-hmm. as a mother. Mm-hmm. And I was really lucky. Mm-hmm. But I sustained damage. Mm-hmm. it did. I was determined not to be a materialist, so the children didn't quite know. And as a result, my children are really very free and very generous and not materialistic, thank goodness, but they don't know that other thing of what happened, you know. They see a glimpse here and there now, But it was a real struggle as a woman doing that. And I felt like I had to be a man, a woman, and a whatever, doctor, and a everything. And it was, I guess I made it through. Mm-hmm. But I would say I sustained some damage from that. And, you know.
Thank you.